Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, Tesla owners report losing their steering while driving. But first, a pill that's been shown to annihilate solid cancer tumours is being trialled in humans for the first time. Researchers at City of Hope, one of the biggest US cancer research and treatment organisations, said their cancer-killing pill is like a snowstorm that closes a key airline hub, shutting down all flights in and out, only in planes carrying cancer cells. The drug targets a cancerous variant of what's called a PCNA, a protein that in its mutated form plays a critical part in repairing and replicating DNA in expanding tumours. PCNA has previously been deemed undruggable, but the pill has been shown to be effective in treating cells from breast, prostate, brain, ovarian, cervical, skin, and lung cancers. As Meta's latest social platform, Threads, tries to hold on to its user base, it's offering up the opportunity to have conversations with Abraham Lincoln. Well, an AI version of him, anyway. Threads is setting up its own AI chatbots with quirky personalities, including Abe, and a surfer who dishes out travel advice.
These tools are definitely popular. Snap sent me some data from the AI tool that they developed on Snapchat, and since it's rolled out, their My AI chatbot tool has been used by over 150 million people who have sent more than 10 billion messages.
Our tech reporter Simon Hunt says AI bots like the ones being made by Threads are popular, but he reckons Threads will need to do more to keep users engaged.
It doesn't have what Twitter called a For You tab, which has sort of more bespoke feeds that people can tailor to their own preferences. It doesn't have some of the sort of essential functions that Twitter, now X, has had, like DMs and that sort of thing.
The platform racked up 100 million downloads in just 5 days after its launch on July the 5th, becoming the fastest growing online platform ever. But Simon reckons that early influx of users may have been to its detriment.
In the first few days of the app, it was flooded with people who were big on Instagram, and that meant, frankly, that people's feeds were flooded with loads of quite shallow content from celebrity influencers, which is not of the quality you'd kind of expect from Twitter.
Now, if you're prone to switching up your bedtimes throughout the week, we have some bad news for you. Research by King's College London suggests irregular sleep patterns may be linked to harmful bacteria in your gut. The findings suggest that even a 90-minute difference in the midpoint of sleep, halfway between falling asleep and waking up, can lead to changes and potentially problems in your microbiome. Researchers said the body's biological rhythms can be affected simply by working normal hours, aka waking up early with an alarm clock on work days, then waking up naturally on days off. In the US, Tesla's Model 3 and Model Y cars are being investigated over a reported defect where the vehicle loses control of the steering while driving. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is looking into 12 complaints alleging loss of steering control and power steering in 2023 models. One complaint said the vehicle got stuck in a straight position while driving and couldn't turn. The owner had to get it towed to a Tesla garage. The agency says approximately 280,000 vehicles could be affected by the results of the investigation. Researchers say a form of brain stimulation treatment using electrodes to ease the symptoms of ADHD has the potential to transform the lives of children and their families. In their study, they used something called transcranial random noise stimulation, which works by sending a mild electrical current to the brain through two electrodes on the scalp. The team led by the University of Surrey used this alongside cognitive training and found that the parents of 55% of the group reported significant clinical improvements in ADHD symptoms compared to 17% in a control group that was given placebo brain stimulation. Coming up, an ancient shark tooth found in Essex, and why Mr. Beast isn't happy with his own brand burgers. Why not hit follow and give us a rating during the break?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. Yet another study has shown how AI can effectively and safely assess breast cancer scans. Researchers put AI-supported screening head-to-head with standard screening by radiologists and found that computer-aided detection could spot cancer in mammograms, X-ray scans of the breast, at a similar rate to two radiologists. Researchers said the use of AI could potentially almost halve the screening workload, but so far the results are not enough on their own to confirm that AI is ready to be used in breast cancer screening. A teenage boy looking for fossils on a beach in Essex has found a rare and intact one, the tooth of a megalodon. If you've seen the film The Meg, you know what I'm talking about. A giant species of shark that lived millions of years ago after the extinction of the dinosaurs. The tooth is about 10 centimetres long, and the Essex Wildlife Trust said intact ones like the one found were a rare find, and it's likely to be between 3.6 and 20 million years old. And finally, it's reported the company being sued by YouTuber MrBeast over complaints about his own brand burgers says his lawsuit is riddled with false statements and inaccuracies. Daily Mail Online says Virtual Dining Concepts has hit back against claims they served inedible sandwiches that hurt the internet star's reputation. The world's biggest YouTuber, who's called James Donaldson, is suing the company after customer complaints that the MrBeast burger was inedible and revolting. Donaldson's lawsuit alleges that Virtual Dining Concepts didn't ensure the quality of the burgers and that the food was consistently bad enough to hurt his reputation. You're up to date for the latest news and analysis from the Evening Standard. Come back at 4 o'clock and search for the Leader podcast. We're back tomorrow afternoon at 1. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.